You're welcome, Gary.
Well, okay, the AMA say, given a recent bout of violence in Northbridge, there needs to be definitive lockout laws. What do you say to that?
Well, obviously, the AMA quite often reacts in a knee-jerk manner, but they obviously also don't realise that lockouts have been in place in Perth and Northbridge since 2010. In fact, Western Australia has some of the most restrictive trading laws in the country, if not the most restrictive. So I find it very bizarre that they're calling for lockouts, given that they already exist.
Yeah, well, you tell me what the lockout laws are that the pubs and clubs must abide by.
So for pubs, if they have a 2 a.m. extended trading permit or a 1 a.m. extended trading permit, they have to close half an hour before closing. So it would mean it could be 12:30 or it could be 1:30. The nightclubs have a 1 hour lockout, say 4 a.m. If they close at 5. And so those restrictions, which have been in place for 6 years now, have actually seen police crime data, police statistical reporting, which is the evidentiary base, decline substantially. And that's the police's own data. Now, there's always going to be occasionally those one-off incidents when we have a few idiots that are out and about, as there has been in the last few days or over the last week. And that's a question of, you know, short spikes. And no one ever wants that. But we don't then call for blanket lockouts to be even further extended beyond what they are now, given we have the most restrictive in the country, comparative to the times that are in, say, Queensland or New South Wales.
Well, if you talk about nightclubs, would a 1:30 a.m. lockout law be realistic?
Well, nightclubs operate under a different licence. So they have normally a 6 a.m. close, but they were brought back to 5 a.m. with a 4 a.m. Lockout. So the 1:30 applies to the hotels and pubs that close at 2, and they have to shut at 1:30. If they've got a 1 a.m. close, they have to lock out at 12:30. So there's already those quite restrictive hours, which are far shorter or far earlier than what we find on the East Coast.
Okay, but if I was to say to you that the AMA are looking for 1:30 as a lockout for nightclubs, is that feasible?
Well, I don't think it is. I think that there's a place for nighttime entertainment. There's a nighttime economy there that is a worldwide phenomenon. There are issues here that are just broader than just picking arbitrary times. And whilst we don't represent nightclubs, we certainly believe that they have a place in the nighttime economy.
Yep.
And I think, well, where are people going to go? The police certainly don't have the resources to be policing parties in the suburbs at 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. They're far better to have young people congregated in places where they can control and actually have some responsible supervision.
So the pubs, though, some of them, do they have any self-imposed lockouts?
Some may. Some may introduce a lockout themselves earlier. I couldn't offhand tell you which ones, but I know of over the last 5 or 6 years, even earlier, that various pubs and taverns have at times introduced their own self-imposed lockouts, which customers have been educated and informed of, particularly with signage at the door. And it's up to each venue to determine when they close. They don't have to stay open till 2 or 1 or 12. If they want to close earlier, they can. If they want to impose a lockout, they can as well. It is a flexible system that provides for management to make their decisions as to what best suits the clientele and the nature of the business.
The opposition leader, Mark McGowan, said that Northbridge is no different to the back blocks of Detroit or LA. What do you say to that?
I'm not sure what he means by that. If he's saying that
anti-social crime, street violence.
Look, Northbridge is very different to what it was 7 or 8 years ago when Mark was the Minister for Liquor Licensing back in 2006, actually, so 10 years ago. I wouldn't compare Northbridge to the back streets of Chicago or Detroit. I think that is not really a fair comparison, particularly when you look at the incidents of gun and knife deaths that are occurring every night in those cities. We don't see that in Western Australia. We don't see that in Northbridge. And if that's the comparison, I certainly wouldn't agree with that. But there's no issue here to turn into a political football. And I think that people need to just take a breath and have a cup of coffee and think about what's reality here.
And reality, you say, is that Northbridge is a much better, safer, family-friendly place now.
Absolutely. And if you look at both the crime stats from police, you look at media reporting, you look at all the incidences that are recorded in the Perth Accord, all of the data certainly demonstrates that it's much safer, family-friendly. It's a great place to go. We've got far much more diverse food and beverage venues, a huge amount of investment. There's new small bars. We've got a lot more supervision and control. We've got photographic ID scanners on every door of any pub or nightclub. It's a very different picture than what it was 10 years ago, Gary.
All right, Bradley, I'll let you go. I do appreciate your time today.
You're welcome. No worries.